Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, starting a new record this week, being here 1 week in a row. Kevin Tinkin. We've also got Jane Fawcett and Sarah Wells. You guys are our anchors. You know,
we really are.
So
we could be news anchors if you want.
Always a pleasure to have you here, Kevin. So
thank you
for being here.
Hey, you know what?
What?
The pleasure's mine.
The pleasure's all mine. Though, you know, in Easter, where I don't know if you guys went to really traditional churches, but if somebody comes up to you and says, He is risen. You're supposed to say what?
He had to do that yesterday.
Okay, but I did not know that. And so, I mean, I knew that he is risen, but I didn't know there was I didn't know there was a response.
Yeah. There
I
you go.
I had five people at the Easter service. Yeah. He is risen. Amen. He is risen. Well, there you go.
You got it.
Yep.
And then I went to the Files house for like a little Easter celebration, and their dad goes, "He is risen." And I'm like, "Uh-huh." And then you're supposed to say, "He is risen indeed," you know. So I missed that memo, I guess, growing up a little bit in church.
Did you say my relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, just River Park.
Okay. No, because it's everywhere.
No. No, we said it together as a congregation. Our worship pastor would come up and say, "He is risen," and the whole church would say, "He is risen indeed."
They do that in a Catholic church for something else.
Well, the guy who had said it to me, he was looking for a response because he shook my hand and said, "He is risen." And
people said it at Clovis all morning.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
So happy Easter to everybody. Easter. This is our post-Easter episode.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
This is now Monday.
Monday.
So basically what we're going to talk about today on the show is we'll kind of recap the Easter service, as well as kind of our thoughts on not only Brad's message, but more thoughts on the To Find a Man video now that most everybody has seen all seven of them. We will also have, there's seven of them?
It's probably eight.
I think there's eight of them.
Are there? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Sunday to Sunday. Palm Sunday and then on Sunday.
As well as we'll bring Jessie Wilson in here, who she's been on the show before, but we will chat with her a little bit about the filming process. She did not actually film them, but she was on the trip that they took to film them. So
she assisted in filming.
That's right. So we will hear from her. We will also close out the show at the end. But this week's music is from Bethany Dillon, correct? I guess I am maybe unfamiliar with her.
Oh, she's like Carrie Job-esque.
Okay. So real rock and roll.
Yeah, totally. And actually, all of her songs are from her acoustic album that I chose today. So, and actually, anti-rock and roll.
I did have Janie Richmond come up to me and go, "Really liked the music last week." So, you know, guys, I can't be all that bad.
And I came to your office and said,
"Hey, good music choice." So
I said it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't say good music choice.
Did you guys have She Daisy on last time or something?
No, we had some Bush and some Green Day and some Smashing Pumpkins. So come on.
It was good.
Good on you. You know, Jane. That's good.
Well, so stay tuned for some sermon discussion as we kind of recap the Easter service. Stay tuned for that. Enjoy some Bethany Dillon.
Was this a righteous man who truly was the Son of God? The earth shook, the skies darkened, thunder roared. A condemned man pleads with a God who has forsaken him before breathing his last breath. I was there that day. I had beaten this man. I had torn the flesh from his bones, humiliated him, pierced his head with thorns, and thrown him on a cross like I had done to so many before. It was just another day for me. Until the moment his spirit left his body, everything changed. My eyes could not reconcile what they saw. With his dying breath, he screamed, "It is finished." I had never seen someone die so quickly, let alone scream that loud from a cross. It was as though he made himself die. And he didn't go out with a dying moan, but with a roaring cry. Sunday came, and with it the news that his body was gone from the tomb. Many claimed it stolen by his followers, and many more claimed to have seen him actually resurrected. I was assigned to investigate the disappearance and find the body.
That was a clip, actually the beginning clip to the final To Find a Man video from this past Sunday's service. And to kind of catch up to speed with these To Find a Man videos, we as the well had been releasing a video basically once a day starting on Palm Sunday and once a day kind of ultimately leading up to this now video to kind of bring it all together. And one of the things that was cool is, did you guys have any idea that this was an interview? He was interviewing people for kind of, he was sent on assignment. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the plot of the video wasn't really revealed until the final video.
Yeah.
It just seemed like very individual videos that had nothing to do with a greater thing, but it was actually...
You could tell that someone was interviewing these people, but you just don't sure. know the why.
Well, and you almost forget about it in the, you know, the week long videos because the interviewer asks one question.
Yeah.
You know, and so you think, oh, maybe that's just a narrator or whatever that may
yeah.
be. But the ultimate goal was that this Roman soldier was signed to investigate the disappearance of Jesus's body out of this tomb. And so now he goes and interviews these people that interacted somehow with Jesus the week before Jesus's life. But ultimately he found so much more mm-hmm. and that he found ultimately Christ and that he was real and he was who people claimed him to be. So, yeah, let's first talk about kind of the To Find a Man videos. Did you guys like them? Did they stand out to you? You just, Jane looks like she hated every single one of them.
I thought the well was starting a dating service when I started getting those emails.
To find a man. I think Brad, didn't Brad make a joke about that in the service?
I don't know.
I think he did.
I didn't hear.
But I loved that the well did it. I thought it was so creative yeah. and so cool. And I loved how really the service started off with that video. Now, did you guys go to the Good Friday service by any chance?
Yes.
No, I missed it.
So kind of, did they show the Pharisee video at the Good Friday service? How did that fit in?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to be in it.
They, split it into a couple different sections, that video.
Okay.
And, they showed a part of the video and then had worship, read scripture. And then another part of the video had worship, shared scripture. It was really, really good.
Now, how did the Good Friday service go for those who weren't able to be there?
But I don't think that was the one of the To Find a Man videos. Didn't they show the To Find a Man video at the very end?
Yes.
Because there were videos of like,
oh, I thought
they used
were,
to torture Jesus.
I thought those were all connected together.
That was extra from what I have heard.
And Dave is giving us lots of thumbs up in the
So what was kind of the flow of the Good Friday service for those who missed it?
It was video, song, read scripture, uh-huh. video, song, read scripture.
Okay.
Video, yeah, song, and the videos were all things like the Pharisee talking about how he used the cat of nine tails or things like that.
And the video, like they talked about the cat of nine tails and the Roman soldier was talking about the pride that he has in his weapon and his tool. And it was very gruesome and graphic what he talked about. I thought it was really, I mean, cool is a really weird word, like adjective to use. But he would talk about like, and then the flesh would be torn from someone's back. And then to use this on this criminal Jesus was like just talking about the satisfaction he had to use it. And it was interesting. Like I got defensive for Jesus like a couple times, like stop. Like he was so happy to do this to him.
Sure.
I got really into it.
A lot of people said that the Good Friday service was a really great service. Like, just as far as worship and response goes, mm-hmm. You know, one of the best that the Well has put on. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, I'm not one for worship. Like, I don't usually like to worship very much.
Like singing?
Yeah, it's not up this person's alley. Mm-hmm. But they were like, I was super into the Good Friday service and was all about it. And just, I think when you have three staff member worship leaders all singing songs, like, it just, you're bringing out the very best, you know? And I hear Sam, the new worship guy, just killed it on Friday night. So
yeah, he's great.
Yeah. And I also heard that the building had like 1,400 people in it.
1,200.
Yeah. Like, it was insane. Like,
it was standing room only.
It was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
The news was there again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were.
They got it. Got the Well Community Church right this time.
Well, I didn't see.
What did they do last time?
The Wells Community Church, WLLS.
Not the, just Wells.
Yeah.
So
like Sarah's church.
Yeah. Yes. They spelled my name.
That's cool. I was unable to make that service due to a wedding, but I just heard great things about it, and I think the Well should continue to do something like that each year.
Yeah. I think the whole process of it too was really cool. How Dom and the other worship department people brought it together, of it being a multi-sensory feel to it, of like, from the very beginning they weren't let in until little before 7, and passing out the grieving bands, and some people, it was because that was part of what I had to do, their reactions were really mixed. Like, some people were like, no questions, like, yeah. I had one person go, what is this? And I explained, this is a grieving band, you'd wear it when you lost somebody. And she's
what's
like,
a grieving band?
So it's just a black piece of fabric that we tied around their left arm.
Okay.
And back then you'd wear that for a full year. Some lady explained this to me while I was tying one on her arm. She's like, do you know the history of this? And I said, I know that this, they wore it. So she went on to explain, like, you'd wear this for a whole year, and then like the family members would even wear black for a full year. So
were some people, go for it.
Was this in the Jewish culture?
I don't think just the Jewish culture, because I know this is going to sound weird, but even in Downton Abbey, they do that.
Huh. Okay.
So like just that era, I guess. I don't know. So,
now,
yeah, one
were
lady
some people
was
uncomfortable with it, or?
Yeah, there were a few that were uncomfortable. One just totally said she wouldn't wear it at all.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, you don't have to. It's just a part of the process service. Of the service. So, and then from there, like being let into, like quietly just kind of cause reflection, and then on the way out have communion. So
yeah,
it was a really cool way that they set everything up.
Yeah, that's
cool.
My buddy usually goes to another church, and he always says he doesn't go to the Well because he's married, and like he makes that like little thing. So he actually went to the Good Friday service, and he said it was pretty awesome. Like, he was really blown away. So it was good to hear that, because he's always talking trash. So
yeah, and I liked how the Good Friday, and Brad, I think, even put it on his Facebook, it really led into Easter's service. Mm-hmm. Like, it was connected. And so the Easter service started with this To Find a Man video, which really shed light on the resurrection. And it kind of just started with, you know, the tomb is empty, and we're going to talk about the resurrection. And then Brad came up, and you were probably over at Clovis, but Brad, I'm assuming, was in video form.
Yes.
Looking dapper, huh?
Yep, in his white t-shirt. Okay. Not t-shirt, button-up shirt.
But he wore a suit coat on Sunday morning.
He had the same shirt, but
wow.
Little, he looked really nice.
Little blazer. Now, Brad came up and gave about a 15-minute sermon, and I know that he was in video form at the Fig and Clovis campus.
Yes.
Do you know where he shot from? Where was the video shot from?
I used to know.
Undisclosed location.
Woodward Park. Okay. Or something like that. No, Harlan Ranch.
Ah, okay.
Something, somewhere out there.
And basically Brad's message was, obviously there was a gospel message in there. There was kind of the resurrection message. But one of the cool things is that I think he called us as Christians, us as Christ followers, kind of raised our bar a little bit, kind of gave us a higher calling of like, we do a bad job as Christians of representing Jesus. We do a bad job as Christians of representing the gospel, and this whole story is about Jesus, and it's about Christ, and just that we are called to be perfect like Jesus is perfect. But that's so hard to do. And so usually we end up just blowing it in a sense. And I'm a big fan of always calling Christians out in a sense and just going like, we're a bunch of fakes. We're a bunch of hypocrites. We're the ones that ultimately are the poor misrepresentations of the gospel, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that was what your video was about.
Yes. I didn't. I'm not. Don't ask me. I didn't. Okay. I watched it, but half.
Okay. So, and I'm sure he kept it the same at all three services at North.
I
same
didn't
thing.
Even get a chance to go in.
Sarah likes to watch videos with a pair of glasses that has one of the sides it's blacked out.
And one ear plug right. in.
I think as much as both of us would probably have liked to watch the whole thing, there was just
so much going
there
on.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy morning.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, well, one of the things I really liked about it was that Brad just was very, I think, candid with the well church. You know, I think there was part of the sermon was, hey, let me talk to you who are guests, you who are new to the things of the gospel, you who are new to church, really. Mm-hmm. But also, let me talk to those of you who've been going here for a while and remember, like, kind of what this is all about and why... we as Christians are here and kind of what our calling is and kind of set the bar higher for us to live by. And I think that church obviously on Easter draws a lot of Creaster people. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great time to just say like, hey, it's time to get it together. Like this, you know, weak sauce Christianity that Brad talks mm-hmm. about, like it's really time to step it up. And I think that Brad did a great job. He kept it super short, which was great. Mm-hmm. I think if you can deliver the gospel and that short of time and it's clear and concise, you've done your job, you know? And,
I live right caddy corner from, St. Anthony's.
Okay.
And, so people park, on my street. A nun parks there all the time.
Yeah.
But on Good Friday, there was a ton of cars there and I had two or three couples that walked by and, I was obviously my house. I was coming sure. out and they saw me and they were kind of like semi apologetic. And I was like, hey, you can park here right now, but I want you to park here next week too.
Oh,
and
wow.
they were like, nah. I'm like, I'm serious. I'll have your car towed if I don't see you next week. I'm gonna go into the future and then come back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is very interesting if you are just and I know Jane because of the business of Sunday. If you are an average church goer at the well. And this is all churches, so it is what it is. But it's like our church is never that packed. We don't have that many people.
We had over 2,000 people on Sunday morning North.
Just at North, yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like really like what's going on a little bit. You know, sure, there could have been, let's say, 200 guests throughout the whole day. But, you know, Brad's mentioned it before, and it's like person comes to church one every 3 weeks. Yeah. And, you know, just to see everybody there all at once, it's kind of like, really, you go to church on the day that you think you're supposed to go to church. Mm-hmm. And I think he didn't necessarily mention that directly, but it is kind of just, if you've been around the well and you go on a pretty consistent basis, you'd be like, where did all these people come from? Yeah. You know what I mean? And the reality is that we only canceled one service at North. In fact, we didn't add one. No,
midweek and one of the PMs.
Yeah, I guess midweek too, but still it's usually never that full. And it was nice, but it was also like, where have you guys been? Yeah. A little bit, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, and you have to think like people bring their families that day too.
Sure. Now, was there kids connection at Good Friday service?
Yes.
There was. Because we had that debate prior. So there I was just curious about that one.
They had a lot of kids too.
Oh, there was. Uh-huh. It was fun just seeing everybody on Sunday, kids like included just in their Easter best. And the kids have, you know, all these shirts. And Parker, who's on staff in student ministries, he wore this long sleeve purpled collared shirt. And I was like, Parker, getting your Easter's best on. And just every kid that came through the front door was just in their collared shirts and looking nice.
Yeah,
and
Will wore a tie.
He did.
Oh, yeah. And now he's in love with ties.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
No, he's ready to run
ties
for
are
office.
In right now.
Yeah.
So next week, we kick back with the Generation series. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. Yep. I believe we're in 2 Kings now, somewhere around there, yep. Chronicles.
Yeah, both.
And so we'll keep going through the Bible throughout the year through the Generation series. But if you didn't get a chance to see the To Find a Man videos, they're all on our website. If you just click on weekly sermons, you will find them all. you know, I really think it's best to start with the last one and work your way up, even though you could technically watch the last one or the one that aired on Sunday and you would get the summary of them all. You know what I mean?
Watch them all. Don't just watch
Yeah, watch them all. Yeah. Don't just watch the final
but
video.
But watch them in the order they were sent out is what you're saying.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And sorry if we blew your guys' emails up this past week with an email every day, but I think
you
the videos
to find
are
a man?
The well. You trying to find a man? Well, yeah, stay tuned for our interview with Jesse Wilson, just talking a little bit about the To Find a Man videos and the filming process and the costume process and all of the above and their trip to Texas to film those videos. So stay tuned for that and check out our website for all the missed Easter service details in case you missed them. Great service. Enjoy some more, Bethany. Dylan?
Yes, Bethany Dillon. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I
all right, we are back, and we are here with one of my favorite people, Jesse Wilson. And
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Jesse's. I don't think I've ever had somebody go, "Oh, Jesse, definitely not in my top 50." You know,
so. 50.
If I had MySpace, wow, you'd be in my top friends. So
okay,
top 50,
but the top 50.
Don't get too excited.
You don't make the sidebar. Just top 50.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like nobody's going to say, "Oh, Jesse, I don't like Jesse."
Nobody has a bad opinion about
Jesse. Exactly. So
thanks.
Did you run for mayor in the Back to the Future movies? I feel like you did.
Now, Jesse, you've been on the show before, correct?
Yep.
Now, twice, right?
Yep.
We tried to figure out off air when the last time you were on the show, but you made it to the Three Times Club. And now SNL does this thing where they're called the Five Timers Club. You're getting there.
We need to get you a smoking jacket.
You know, I need to go back and I need to go back and see if there's ever been a five timer because I don't know if we've ever had guests.
We have.
Yeah. So Jesse, you're climbing the ranks. All right.
I'm getting close to five times.
Five times in a row, you mean?
Yeah. It's getting close.
We're starting with one here, Kevin. Yeah. So now. For those of you guys who don't know Jesse, what is your kind of, you're like a jack of all trades, I would say. So what's kind of your official job titles at the well?
Front receptionist and communications admin.
And I feel like you are also our social media queen. Would you add that to your
she
job?
She got queen. Dubbed queen.
Because every time somebody posts on Facebook, it's not Brad Bell, for those of you guys who think it is.
It's Jesse. I hear many a conversation in the back cave of Jesse saying, "Does this sound like Brad?" Hey, friends.
I do post.
That does sound
well.
Like him.
Hey, Brad friends. Does post the majority of his stuff. I will.
But
say.
You have posted every once in a while on Brad's page,
right?
Okay.
But for those of you worried, he does manage his Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, there's some things where you can tell, like, okay, that was definitely Brad, or he just copied and pasted this, or somebody else posted that.
Yeah, I'll help
are you
with
still holding
like
a grudge that he did that to you?
No, I'm over that.
Oh, okay.
Brad took a photo that I posted from Instagram. I took the photo. I thought of the creative genius of everything in it. I was very proud of myself, and got couple likes, no comments.
Right.
10 seconds later, Brad copies and pastes the photo on his Facebook and says, this is ridiculous. And he gets 25 comments, 50 yeah. likes. And I'm like, all right, it's cool.
When you're the man no on credit. Top.
I know. Yeah. But no cred. You know, got this photo from Christian.
right.
So I guess to answer your question, no, I'm not over it.
Apparently not.
So you're also in charge of our Instagram account.
Yep. Instagram.
Out of all the things, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, which one do you like doing the most for the well?
I would maybe say Instagram, but also Facebook.
What about LinkedIn and Friendser?
We have a LinkedIn account? No.
We do.
The well does?
We do.
The well does.
I was just really? Trying to think of other social media sites.
Somebody just asked to be my whatever on LinkedIn. Hey, why don't we have a Vine for the well yet?
Well, it's 18 and over. So we don't want to exclude all the people under 18. So we don't want to be that private, exclusive, nasty church.
I got to be honest. I'm a little disappointed that this same round of questions didn't get posed to the facilities guys.
Well, so, when's the last time we had a facility guy on here?
I don't know. It's been
we had
months.
Rick on here.
Yeah, that's right. We did. Yeah.
What do you like best? Taking out the trash or cleaning the toilets?
Now, Jesse.
Praise the Lord.
You got to go on a trip that looked like a lot of fun via Instagram.
Yeah.
But for those of you guys who are kind of unfamiliar with our video department, they came up with this To Find a Man concept, which we talked about in the segment before this. But you actually got to go on the trip that helped film that video, those videos, correct?
Yep.
So kind of tell us about that process, because I feel like it was a rather quick idea and it, like, you guys were just, hey, let's do this. Okay, we're going to Texas tomorrow.
It was pretty much like that. Because Pat Dill, our director, video director, he obviously has been scouting with Calm to find locations to film for Easter series. And sure. There happened to be this set in Texas, of all places, that looked like Capernaum. So we pitched it to Karen, and then she said no. And then we threw it out another week, and then pretty much like the Friday or Thursday or Friday before we left, we got the okay and we went on
now,
that
why
Monday.
Why the no?
Well, you know, expensive. Just the costs of things and just wanting to make sure there wasn't another way route to go. So
we need a really dry landscape with, you know, just, you know, close stuff to the border. And and we've got to go to Texas for that. Well, wait a second. Hold on. We're in Fresno.
Oh, I get your joke now. So I got there.
I'll hold your hand. I'll feed you, baby bird.
Now, I could have heard wrong, but the costumes, where'd you get those costumes?
Yeah, the costumes. I have a friend in LA who's friends with a costume designer for the History Channel.
Wow.
So we went and rented costumes from her.
Now, were these costumes used in that Bible series going on TV right now? Or?
No, but they've been in previous Bible series.
Okay.
She said had that been filmed in California or the United States, she would have done it. But they filmed it in like the UK.
Okay.
So, but she did bring it up that place.
So they didn't film any of the Bible series in this Capernaum place that we filmed our.
They should have.
They should have.
Or so, they should have gone to the real Capernaum.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now we.
Why aren't we going to location, you guys?
Well, when you can replicate it, you know.
We're on location in Capernaum, Texas.
Yeah. Now you guys went and picked up all these costumes and then drove to Texas. Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, we went to LA, picked up costumes and props.
Okay.
And then drove to Texas, stayed a couple nights on the way there. And then got there.
Where do these actors come from?
The place, the set, they have like a partnership with the casting agent. So we had been talking with her. Pat was sending her like a list of our characters. And
sorry,
she
the Capernaum set, these people have a connection with a casting agent in Texas.
Oh, yeah, in Texas. Yep. Okay. So then Pat emailed with her and gave her a list of what we need. And then she went out and found as best as she could the people to match. So,
yeah. Now, the Jesus guy. Is he a nice guy?
No.
Wait, the Jesus guy, the
actor.
There's one actor who played Jesus, and you saw him in the video of the upper room.
I didn't
actually
see.
In the blue. That's the guy that owns the upper room. you actually didn't really see Jesus up close.
Yeah,
he was like fuzzy in and out.
I saw like really fast glimpses.
But that guy has played Jesus before, he told me.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had the look. You know?
Did we see Jesus on Instagram, though?
I don't remember.
There was
maybe
a picture on Instagram.
Did we see Jesus on Instagram?
there was a picture on Instagram where everybody was sitting at the table.
Oh,
and he was like in the middle.
Probably.
Yeah.
I must have been thoroughly confused because I thought like, oh, that's the guy who's playing Jesus. But I guess he's the owner of the upper room, which is voiced by our very own Dave Johnson.
Okay. It took me a second though to figure out that was Dave's voice. I sat there and I'm like, I know this voice. And I feel like I know this voice without a face sometimes too, because when he talks to us in the studio, then it clicked.
Now, the first four videos, maybe, and the last one were filmed in Texas, but correct me if I'm wrong, the last two were filmed in Fresno, Friday nights and Saturday nights. It looked like Friday nights was filmed at the Fig Garden campus.
Friday nights wasn't a ton of set, right? Wasn't it just like, you just saw the...
It was the Pharisee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so
the Pharisee...
Give us the behind the scenes. Come on, Jesse.
Okay, so the Pharisee was filmed at Fig.
Woo! Yes.
And all those, like the weapons and things were here. And part of some, there are little pieces that we have to film in Fresno, like the table getting flipped.
Okay.
Mary Magdalene.
They have the right permits
she was
to flip
filmed
tables.
Here.
That was the other one, the Saturday night
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, she was filmed in Fresno. So,
that was filmed in like the mountains of Fresno.
It was up in Aubrey.
Yeah.
I have a friend over there that has a donkey, so that's where the donkey was.
Oh,
and then she had these rocks that looked like
so many
Jesse has the connections.
Jesse.
So now all
kids
the
in my neighborhood's grandma.
You know, all the supplies, like the cup that was broken, that the guy was gluing back together, all that kind of stuff, that was provided by the people at the Capernaum place.
They had a lot of supplies, but we also brought things, especially stuff that we intended on breaking.
Yeah.
So
now
can we
you
have this? Can we break it?
Hail made. Or was the cat of nine tails in the video?
The cat of nine tails was only in, I think, on Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and a little bit on Sunday. Mm. But yeah, Hail, our facilities director, made it. Yeah.
Now, that's what awesome. Was your role really? Going to Texas with them all?
I was
chaperone.
Yes. I was costume designer.
Okay.
And like admin, keep things, you know, organized and whatnot.
Now, this is a weird question, but did we pay the actors or how did that work out? Or does the place Capernaum pay the actors?
No, that's a good question. We went thinking we had a certain budget for paying talent.
Sure.
Huh. And
don't tell Kevin that.
Interesting.
but then the gal who we worked with was awesome, and we only ended up paying like three of them.
Oh, wow.
Because they were, you know, a little more longer roles or whatnot. But the other ones, she works with them a lot, so they just did it for free.
Yeah, it was just pretty much extras, kind of background.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I would say the Roman soldier got the most camera time.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe.
But
well,
he didn't get paid.
Well, the Pharisee was in Fresno, though. That had to have been a local guy.
Yeah, and he got paid.
And I know that Dave Johnson, because it was heavily voiceover stuff, Dave did a lot of voice production, right? Give us a thumbs up. Yeah. So it was like an all hands on deck kind of thing.
Yeah, it
did
took a
Brandon
lot.
Petrie do a voiceover?
Yeah, I think Dave so. Just one of the accent ones.
Yeah. Because
and one of your interns did
yeah, Evan
it, too.
Yeah, Evan
an
did
intern,
one, too.
Yeah.
He was the,
the
he
farmer?
Was
the scribe.
The scribe, yes.
Yeah.
No, he was the guy in the room where the hair's getting washed. And
the washing.
And it was like a guy.
Feet?
I'm pretty sure he was the scribe that was learning from the Pharisees.
Maybe that's
yeah.
it. Maybe
he was.
That's it.
Dave just gave a thumbs up. So.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Pat had
Don't
me
question
read
me, Christian.
For one of them.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, I just go to his house randomly. He's like, you want to read for this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Because we can do it for the Easter thing. I'm like, fantastic. So start reading. They're giggling. It's not funny. I'm just this is serious stuff. He's like,
you're just reading the serious script, and everybody's laughing at you.
Washed his feet with their
hair. Oh gosh.
Oh, and you do have a nice deep voice. Oh,
I think
so. Been good.
It was just
so you didn't get casted, huh?
I was too funny.
He charged too much.
I figured, okay, so here's what I gotta do. I gotta grow my hair out, be a jerk, move to Texas, and then I can get paid to work here.
The funniest thing is if Kevin would have been like the Pharisee, and you, but you would have been like heavily makeup,
yeah.
You know, and everyone, that's the guy from the bucket.
Yeah. Well, that's actually was Pat's goal. He didn't want anyone from Fresno or people that we could recognize, because then you can actually get into it and not.
Mm-hmm. It's more serious.
Just think
so where'd that guy come from then?
Which guy?
The Pharisee.
The Pharisee in Fresno, he was an actor.
He's a local actor.
He's okay. A local Pharisee.
He's a local Pharisee.
You can tell that it was Dave Johnson if you like really listen. But I thought they did a great job of like even the people that are Fresno or well people,
right.
Like masking their voice.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Brandon Petrie, he did a really good job with an accent. You know, yeah. You only know if you, because every time
I think
heard
if
a voice,
you know him.
I was thinking, okay, who is this?
Yeah.
I was trying to place who these people were.
Yeah.
So I thought they did a great job.
Yeah.
Dave's voice, the handsomeness was really distracting on the voiceover, I thought.
Now
he's winking at Dave right now.
Oh. I have a story.
Okay.
Can I jump in, Christian?
Great, go for it.
Jesse, I hear that you guys almost got arrested.
Ooh,
And I think that everybody should hear this story.
Yes.
Okay. This was exciting. We were driving to Texas, and we took two cars to fit everything, so Calm, who's our video editor,
sure.
He and I were in a car, and then Pat and Chris Hensley were in another car. And basically, we went into this, when the highway turns into a small, like, town,
sure.
We had to pull over because Pat had a call. So he pulls into the dark parking lot, and we pull up along next side to him. And then, you know, he takes his call, we drive away. And then a few minutes after that, we're all getting pulled over. So Pat and Chris were way up ahead. And Calm and I were pulled into like a parking lot.
Sure.
And they asked us to get out of the vehicle, and they asked permission to search our car.
I said no.
And Calm, who had been driving my car, was like,
real quick.
Sure. I'm like, hey, this is my car. But
wow.
And then they patted down Calm, and they
not
took
you though.
No, he said
that's racist. He's Asian.
He's a little brown.
That's,
you know,
what I was thinking.
It.
Yeah,
they don't see much in those parts.
Calm,
you know?
Yeah, but not you. And then
right, and then they took out like our bags and things. He was like searching through the car, and then two more cop cars came.
Oh wow!
And then an SUV came with a canine unit.
No way! Did the dog sniff out your car?
No, they ended up all. I mean, once they realized, like. You know, once, like, we know the people that you also pulled over, and we're from a church, and, you know.
So wait a second. They pulled Pat and Chris over up ahead.
Yes, and they let them go pretty quickly. They asked, like, some, you know, questions like, is this really your Lexus? And I don't know.
What?
But I Pat looks Pat pretty shady.
I wish Pat would have explained that story of how he got the Lexus, and then he would go like, yeah, it's my Lexus, my parents, they helped me out, but you see, they helped me out under one condition, that I would not get the car dirty, and so you can't eat food in my car.
Oh, you told me that.
And the cop just would have been like, oh.
Wait, right. What was their suspicion?
Well, that was something that I didn't realize until Calm pointed out. We had just been side by side next to each other in a parking lot. So it's like this Lexus SUV, my Honda, and then it just looked shady.
So weird.
Yeah.
So they're saying the Lexus sold you guys some pot, and they're looking for
extra.
Who
knows if it was pot?
Yeah.
Or crack.
Right, or what?
Drugs.
So,
yeah. Pow.
I didn't realize.
It's just...
I mean, that makes sense, sure. I guess. Yeah. You can't pull next to one another.
Well,
but
it just looked suspicious.
Was it late
and
at
we're,
night?
Yes, it's late at night. It's a small town. I mean, I don't
They're
know.
Bored.
Let me just ask this. How many monsters did Calm drink on the trip?
Because oh my God, so many.
Guzzles monsters.
Yes,
seriously.
The white ones.
The white ones, yes. Give it ballpark.
Ballpark?
Over under, I say 7.
Well, I know that on the way back, he had at least 5.
Because he had to stay away?
But we did take, I mean, we drove for a very long time. We left like Friday morning and drove till Saturday morning to get home.
Did you like
quickly.
Just trade off?
Yeah, we'd like swap drivers.
What's your caffeine beverage of choice?
I'm black coffee.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. I just pray. I pray if I get tired. And he brings me the energy I need.
Some people say sunflower seeds work really well.
Yeah, that works for my wife. She does that.
Yeah. Why? Just chewing?
Yeah, it's an action. Yeah, people like smoke to stay awake. If you ever drive at like 2 a.m., it's like everyone's smoking out the window.
And it works good.
Yeah, seeds are the same thing.
Yeah. Everyone's smoking out the window.
Yeah, with their head out the window, yes. Jane is pantomiming a head out the window.
Pantomiming.
Well, Jesse, I was going to say I had noticed, and I think I told my wife, but the costumes were great. They were really well put together. And, you know, a lot of the shots and stuff are kind of blurry and so it could be very easy for Pat to just make it super blurry and somebody just wore a long white shirt and you would have never known. But I think there's some realism there, especially in the video with the mom, with the kid and the flipped over tables and stuff just outside. That really made it feel, I think, real. And then obviously the soldier one from yesterday was great too.
Yeah.
And so good job on the costume stuff.
Thank you.
And I hope that if we do more videos like this, we do go to that extra length because I think it does make a difference, even though it may be a dollar or two more. I think it does make it come alive a little more.
I hope we start paying Kevin.
Yeah. No.
Well, and to
just more compliments. If I could, a compliment goes so
you do a great job.
Oh, really?
Your voiceovers are hilarious. Oh,
thank you.
Well, Jesse, thanks for being on the show. And if you ever see a Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter post, that is our dear friend Jesse Wilson.
Yes.
So now, wait, were you in any of the videos?
No.
Secretly?
No, but I do have to, before we close up, give big props to Pat and to Calm.
They didn't do anything. Chris. You're the real one.
Like, Pat and Calm, I'm pretty sure, haven't slept in, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a few snippets here and there.
And Pat's on his way to L.A. now to return all the props.
Yes, he went to L.A. today.
No rest for the weary, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we invited them on the show, but, you know, the last one remains, so... Thank you so much, Jesse.
I need to know, are you really as sweet as you come off?
Yes, she is.
It is.
Yeah.
You don't.
All of a sudden.
You're not torturing cats in your basement. Get all the demons out and then you can be sweet to everybody.
I rarely am ever upset. Ever cranky, rarely.
I need to figure that out.
Jesse is my dog sitter. And,
what she does, get the anger out. She sits on your dogs.
Yeah, well, we choose Jesse over everyone else because she's just that sweet with her dogs.
Well,
there's an extra, somebody can watch dogs and it's no big deal. Like, you can feed dogs, but Jesse goes the extra effort and snuggles them and hangs out with them. So she's...
Because they're precious.
Yeah, they are. So
that's awesome.
Jesse, thanks again for being on the show.
Yep.
And we will hopefully get you in that Five Timers Club here pretty soon. So.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Stay tuned for some more music and we'll close out the show.
Me on the shoulder today when I got home. I saw everything collecting dust, made me hope there was something more. So I pore over pages, desperate to find out why the crib.
All right, we are back.
We're back. We're back. It's a very official podcast. It's very official. Same intro, same exit. Okay, you guys? Very important.
What's the same intro?
Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. And alongside me are my friends, Sarah Wells, James Foss.
Every podcast I listen to, the intro is the same.
Yeah.
You just asked what's the same. So we just told you.
It's this classic bad impression.
Okay.
My name's Christian, man. I like to cut my shorts, okay? I don't buy them. I buy regular long pants, and then
Speaking
I prefer
of
to cut
cutting
them.
His shorts. There was a lady who was super into his shorts yesterday. Those shorts in particular, because those were the shorts you were wearing yesterday.
Would you like?
Right?
To, oh, you were standing next to me when this happened.
Yeah, and she like kept like hitting his thigh the back of her hand, and I'm like.
Who is this person?
I feel like you need
it
to
was a mom of a junior hire, and she really wanted her son to buy some of these cut-off shorts, and she was trying to explain to him how great they were, but she kept grabbing me and touching my shorts.
And the son was like, had said, like, those are the kind of shorts Christian wears. And she's like, yeah, Christian's cool. See, you should wear these shorts like Christian. And she kept, like, hitting, like, his hip. And I felt a little uncomfortable. Like, should I step in and be like, "Hey, Christian, I need to talk to you," or like, what?
it was funny,
gonna,
but it was fine.
Lacey's gonna be like, "What?" So somebody told me that a lady was in your shorts. They talked about the Spoutcast.
Keep it real.
Oh,
here,
way
right?
to twist the words.
I'm keeping it real.
Hey, one of the things you're gonna notice here at the North Campus is there's a lot of construction going on. And we've talked about the impact campaign a little bit before, but if you drive by the North Campus, you're like, "What is going on to the with
grass.
The tractors and the grass?" We or are, we are starting construction kind of on, you know, our impact campaign, and you can read up on our website all about the different areas that the impact campaign affects. We are starting with our parking lot and moving. Yeah, and if you were there on Sunday and you had to park a half a mile down
or
the road,
Friday,
yeah. I mean, when I drove in, people were parked almost down to Maple Creek Elementary.
We were out of parking by 6:20.
Jeez,
nobody parked on the grass on Sunday.
Because it was
all they
muddy.
Did.
At the 9:30, it was all muddy, and so nobody parked on the grass.
But at the 11, everybody was parked on the grass.
So, like, people were parking deep down the street. And so, if you see that, check that out. We're going to take our photo in front of a giant grass pile, so stay tuned for that, because that'll be fun. And, this is the Spout.
And we're out.
Broke the silence, a break in the clouds, a ray of hope in the darkness. You dusted off the steeples, places full of fear, full of never-ending judgment. And what is love without much risk? You were a man of great sorrow. The world that you created kept you at a distance. You were recognized.